Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With 8 regular season home runs, batting for the Twins. 2-strike delivery, fly ball, left field. It's deep. It's back. It's way back. It's gone. Touch them all, Dan Gladden. And a grand slam home run. And the Twins lead 7-1.
And now broadcast right here on the Twins games on WCCO, your radio home of the Twins. Today we will carry that press conference live with Joe Mauer. Dan, good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing pretty great. I feel good now that I played that highlight again.
Yes, it seems like it was just yesterday, right?
Oh, boy. Well, it seems like yesterday that you were just starting to call these games, and by golly, that was about the time Joe Mauer was in the big leagues.
That's right. I was there for day one for him, and definitely there for the last game for Joe Mauer. I don't think we talked about it. I don't think you could have scripted it any better.
So what do you think, Dan, about today? Your thoughts on Joe Mauer's career?
Well, I think it's a great career. He's put up some incredible numbers. You get to see one of the best players behind the plate when he started off as a catcher, winning all the gold gloves. And then, of course, I thought that he had gold glove caliber stuff at first base also. So it just goes to show you the talent that the kid has, and to be able to play as long as he has, I think it speaks volumes.
Tell me about that position of a catcher. How much toll does that take on a body?
Well, I think you see it more and more now that there's a big concern with the with concussions right now. And I think, 10, 15, 30 years ago, it really wasn't on the radar at the time. I think that, guys would just kind of shake it off, and there wasn't that much of a concern for it at the time. Now I think that there's more of a concern, and looking at it long term, I think that there's an importance there.
You know, calling pitches, Dan, I know we know that he could hit, and you mentioned gold glove. What about the part about calling pitches now? How difficult was that, and how much work goes into that for a catcher and a pitcher?
You know, if you think about it, the kids that come out of high school, kids that come out of college that are catchers, it's normally the manager would call the pitches per batter. And now all of a sudden you sign a pro contract and you get behind the plate, and they expect you to call your own game. So I think it's a learning curve for guys to be able to have to be able to call some games. And that's something I think that you look at. We talk about it all the time as to he calls a good game. He doesn't call a good game. Pitchers like to throw to him, don't like to throw to him. So I think that with Joe behind the plate, I thought that, he had a good idea, especially over the years. You have an idea of what the hitters on the other team are looking for, where their strengths and weaknesses are. But at the same time, the volume of pitchers that you have to know and their temperament out there on the mound, everybody's different. So you've got to be able to know your pitching staff pretty good and know what they feature. So I think that's a learning curve, and Joe mastered that.
Dan, let me ask you about your decision when you retired. What is it like for a big league ball player, and what was it that where you said, yeah, I think I'm going to have to call it a career?
Well, in my situation, I came back from Japan in 94 as a free agent, and that was the 94 was the lockout, no World Series. So when we came season 95, it was replacement players. And as a free agent, talking to the union, they asked that everybody, free agent, if you want, you can go to Homestead, Florida. They've got a practice facility there that you can work out. The scouts would go there and scout you. And I felt with 10 years in the big leagues, I didn't need to go to a tryout. I had been to enough of those when I was a young player. So just making some phone calls and staying at home, you realize, like Joe says, he talks to his family. You want to be able to be there when your kid first day of school gets on the bus. You want to be there in the summer months, have dinner maybe at 5 o'clock at a decent hour with your family. All those things came into play, and the fact that they had replacement players, and I felt with 10 years in the big leagues, was pretty good. I was comfortable with where I was at, and just made the decision that, okay, that's it.
What's the advice you'd give to him now when he's not playing? Do you get kind of an urge to be on the field that first year?
No. I think that what he's going to find out most is what kind of hobbies he's going to have, because most of your friends work, and Monday through Friday they're at work, and you're sitting at home, and the kids are at school. So it's going to be you and your wife sitting there a lot. So and Joe has enough friends, enough hobbies out there that he'll be able to keep himself busy.
Well, Dan, it should be a really fun press conference today. Kind of sad in a way, but exciting for a great career for this young man. And I appreciate you taking the time. I look forward to your call here coming up next March already. February.
It seems like it's getting sooner and sooner. So enjoying the off season right now.
Dan, thanks a million.
You got it. Thank you.
It is Dan Gladden right there on WCCO. Can hear him call the games right here on 8-3 along with Corey starting again in February. From Fort Myers, remember, spring training has moved up another week, too, now. So they start in the last week of February with the games. Good.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.